In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. In today's gospel, we see our Lord comparing heaven, the kingdom of heaven, as a man who prepares a great feast and invites many. But those that were invited began to excuse themselves because they had other matters that they thought were more important. And it is so in our life. God has given us many good things, but he doesn't want us to put our heart and our hope and our love in these things. He wants us to love heaven. These things have been given to us to help us love him all the more. But yet the devil, our fallen nature, tends to twist these things so that we use the things of this world as if this is all that there is. And we get carried away with the material possession of things. And we forget what is more important. We forget what is better. And so our Lord gives us this parable to tell us not to forget the kingdom of heaven, this great supper. We must enter the church, as St. Paul would say, now is the acceptable time. Now is the time of salvation. Now is the time to put off that old man and put on the new. We look around and this world is beautiful. There's a lot of good things. But we must not let them stand in the way of us answering the call that Christ has called us to enter the church. This is the supper, he tells us. It is the last opportunity. Either we answer this call or we are lost and we will not taste of that supper. We cannot put it off any longer, but we have to act now. The three excuses that were given show us our fallen nature and this passion, if you will, this unwillingness to let go of the things of the world. We not only will not let go of them, we want more and more and more. We're never satisfied. And it reminds me of the spiritual life where the authors tell us that God is more interested in quality than he is in quantity. But yet here on this world, we seem to be more interested in quantity rather than quality. We want the things that are put out by the factories and they're nice and cheap and easy and we can get them, use them, throw them away. There's plenty. There is an abundance. That is what we seem to be drawn to. If someone manufactures by hand something special, oh, that's too expensive. I can't afford that. I want something that's put forth on an assembly line, that's cheap, readily available, easy to come by, and easily disposable. We want quantity. If I asked the little children, if I offered you candy, what would you want? As much candy as you could or just one really good candy, piece of candy? You'd say, no, I want the whole candy store. I want as much as I can get. Send it in by the ton. I don't want just one cookie. I want the whole box of cookies. And that is what we're interested in. We have a disparaging attitude towards, what is it, puppy mills. They produce puppies and puppies and puppies, but there's no quality. There's just quantity. And so there's a movement now. We have to stop this puppy mill. We can't just keep producing and producing. We want to produce something of value. We want puppies that will be worthwhile having without all the health problems, diseases, malnutrition, whatever it may be. We're interested that we should have quality rather than quantity. But yet the puppy owner says, I can sell a whole bunch of cheap ones rather than one good one. Because that's what people will buy. That's what they'll pay for. They don't want to spend a lot of money. So we want quantity and cheap. And our Lord is saying, Forget that greedy attitude. The eye is never full of seeing. Don't try and see everything, because if you go somewhere and you try to see everything, you end up seeing nothing. I've gone to museums with people, and I am in the first aisle just looking and reading and studying, and they're already out the back door. They're calling me on my cell phone, "Where are you?" I said, "We just got here. We've been here 45 minutes. I said, "But I've just gotten started. We're ready for lunch." And you see, we're interested in seeing a lot, but actually we see nothing. You've read nothing, you've studied nothing, you've not really appreciated anything. But like little children, we can say, "Yes, I saw that. Yes, I read that. I've already done that." Because we want to do more. We're looking for the next thing. And we need to reevaluate ourselves from time to time and say, "What is it that I'm doing here? What is important in my life? Do I want to go everywhere, see everything, do everything?" There's not enough time. And if I go in all these places and see all these things, I end up not really appreciating anything. "Yes, I've been there. I saw that." "What did you see?" "I don't know. That was a long time ago." And we've seen nothing. We've appreciated nothing. We need to slow down and pick and choose. Not everything is worth seeing. What is it that I want to see? What is worthwhile? Not everything is worth having. It's better to have one good thing than a million cheap things that are useless. It's better to have one piece of candy and not get sick than a whole bunch of cheap candy and make yourself sick. In this world, we seldom make a distinction between optimization and maximization. We look at production in the assembly line. What do we want to do? We want to maximize production. We want to get as much as we possibly can out of a machine, out of our livestock, out of our fields. We want to maximize it. And I'm suggesting that perhaps we need to reevaluate that and consider that we need to optimize. Produce the best that we can. It may not be the maximum number, but it will be better than the large quantity. And so our Lord is telling us, these things of the earth, there's a lot of them. God is very generous. You can multiply these things forever and ever. Not quite that much, but what is it worth? Why? Is the man who owns the biggest part of this earth the best? Is the man who is king the best? Is the man who has everything the best? I would say no. Probably the man who has the least portion has the better portion. The man who has less of this world but appreciates the little that he has is better off. So Ben, you raising pigs this year? Are you raising 100 pigs? 3 pigs? Are you going to show all 3? Now, Ben, if you work real hard with just 1 pig, or you divide it up and you work real hard with 3 pigs, which one do you think would be better? If you spent all your time with 1 pig, or you divide your time up between 3 pigs? If you worked with 1 pig all the time, you'd have a really good pig for showing, wouldn't you? But if you had 100 pigs, you wouldn't be worth showing any of them, would it? We want to optimize our time, not maximize it, right? And it's the same with everything we do. Whatever we're going to produce, whatever we're going to make, wherever we're going to go, whatever it is we want to see, we need to optimize it. And so now we have to take that concept and elevate it to the supernatural. If you serve many gods, will you serve any of them? If you make a god of your belly, a god of your job, a god of your family, and you serve and work really hard for all of them, will any of them benefit? You've scattered your attention, you've scattered your love, you've divided yourself, and a divided heart is not going to enter the kingdom of heaven. When God calls and sends out his messengers, come. We'll say, oh, nope, I've got this, and I've got that, and I've got this other thing. My heart is divided. I just bought 5 yoke of oxen. So spiritual authors tell us that's the 5 senses. I have to go out and see them. I want to hear them. I want to touch them. I want to taste them. I want to experience all the senses. And the scripture tells us, the eye is never filled with seeing, the ears are never filled with hearing, the mouth is never full of tasting. There's no end. The next man says, I've bought a farm, I have to go out and see it. The temptation of possession, domineering. I am the master of my farm, I'm the owner. Do we ever own enough? Do we ever have enough? The man who buys 50 acres, he wants 50 more. The man who has 100 acres, he wants 100 more. Just think how much more I could do if I had more. More, more, more. This desire of possessing, of domineering over the things of this earth. It knows no limits. I have married a wife and I cannot come. Pursuing the physical pleasures and passions of this life. Your wife will still be there. Bring her with you. You don't have to stay away. It's no excuse. But we need to take these physical things, use them as if we've used them not, according to St. Paul. Appreciate them. They are God's gifts. They're not meant to take us away from God. They're meant to draw us closer to God. You see the beauty in your 5 yoke of oxen? You see how wonderful they are? Good. Put them in the barn and come and thank God for this wonderful gift that he's given you. For this wonderful creation that he's made, that he's entrusted to you. You bought a nice farm? Wonderful. It's not going anywhere. Come to the supper. Worship God and thank him for the farm that he's given you. Ask him to bless it and to make it fruitful. There is no excuse to say, I can't come. I don't have time for my soul. I don't have time to go to Mass on Sunday. I don't have time to pray. I'm too busy. That's nonsense. You need to set aside some of the things of the world from time to focus upon your soul. You need to optimize your life here on earth. It's not about more and more. It's about better. Doing better, being better, rising higher. More is not better. And with our souls, more means nothing. If we accomplish the damnation, the loss of our soul, we will have an endless supply of eternity in hell. You want quantity. You can have that in eternity. What kind of quantity do we want? Do we want an endless supply of suffering and misery, or do we want an endless supply of happiness and joy, pleasure? The choice is ours. I'm assuming we all want that endless supply of joy and happiness and pleasure in heaven. Then we must seek that first and foremost. But that doesn't mean we have to completely die to this world. We have to use the things of this world because God has made them. They are good. But we need to use them wisely, judiciously, and realize that more is not better. Sometimes less is better. I would dare to say that very often less is better. Sacrifice a little bit of the quantity so that we can gain a better quality. We can have a better quality of life here on earth if we're not avaricious, if we're not greedy, if we're not overindulging ourselves. We will have a better quality of life. And I'm sure there are those who will argue, but you won't have the quantity of life. I would argue, no, your quality of life will give you a better quantity. If you are moderate, you will probably live longer. If you don't overindulge your appetites, you will probably live longer. You will probably have more. But more importantly, you will have a better quality of life. You will be able to enjoy this life. You will not be rushed. You can take your time. And because you're not clinging to it, you realize you're just passing through. You're treasuring every moment because we're not going to pass this way again. There's no need to rush. This may be the last time you see this thing, hear this thing, go to this place. Take your time, slow down, enjoy it. But enjoy it for the love of God. Give praise to God who has given you all these things. I think when we're rushing through this life, we see nothing, we appreciate nothing, and we forget all about God. And our Lord has sent out his servants, his church, to come and call us. Come to this supper before it's too late. Come worship God. Set aside whatever it is in the world that he's given you. Whatever is occupying your mind at this moment, set it aside for now and come. Tend to the care of your soul. Feed your soul at this great supper. And then you will find that not only do you have peace of soul, but you have peace in your body and your life. And if I were to try to sum up all of this, I would simply say we must optimize our life here on earth so that it will be optimized in heaven rather than trying to maximize everything, maximize our possessions, maximizing what we're seeing and hearing, where we're going. There's too much hustle, too much rushing around, too much anxiety over producing more and more and more. Slow down, take a deep breath, relax. God will give us all that we need in due time. But more importantly, take some time for God. Take some time to thank him for all that he's given us. Take some time to appreciate him and his goodness and all that he's given us. And then we will not be barred from the heavenly supper. We will have come in. willingly, cheerfully. And I think all too often we think that God is going to force us into heaven and we're going to go in and kicking and screaming. You're kicking and screaming, God's just going to let you go like a spoiled child. You want to kick and scream? Go outside. We don't have room for that in here. You want to come into heaven? You must calm down. I'll help you. I'll carry you. I'll do whatever I can, but I'm not going to fight you. If you want to fight, then forget it. The kingdom of heaven is open. The invitation is out there. Come. Enjoy the supper. But most importantly, prepare your soul for the eternal supper in heaven. Benedictio de omnipotentis, Patris, Filii, et Spiritus Sancti descendat super vos et maniat semper. Amen.